welcome to another exciting edition of The Good
Game.
Guys?
Because we're just so damn unsure about ourselves.
Right?
With your host, Dr. Captain.
The TKO Man.
And I'm Deg, once again.
And, once again.
Once again.
Just idiot!
Why am I laughing at that so much?
I don't know.
What have you been smoking on?
Not enough.
Apparently.
Anyway.
We'll solve that one of these days.
Allegedly.
I don't know what they're talking about, officers who are listening to this as evidence.
Lol.
Anyway, folks, so, what's up, guys? What's going on for you?
This week I've been doing the same thing I was doing last week, working on the Ryzen summer event for Star Trek Online and grinding out. I finished getting all my Tier 5 jets for America, except for one, which I'm like, you know, a few thousand XP away from getting. Been working on my other nations with my new flight mates. And that's about it.
Right on. See, you finally got me into the damn game.
I knew you.
Took long enough.
Yeah, it took long enough. I have other shit I want
to
play.
See,
yeah.
Someone just needs to learn how to be in this thing called a wingman.
Right?
Okay, all of a sudden, you know, me and Dagger are out there. All right, I'm over here on your left. All right, cool, we're going up to this guy. Next to me, we see Dr. Captain is on fire. So we look over, he's 5 kilometers out, saying a damn
you
thing.
You see, when you start talking to me, like, beforehand, saying, oh, yeah, we should probably go ahead and let him take point because he needs to farm stuff. I assume we're going to stick to that plan. I don't need to say anything. And you guys just go ahead and do your lingo and just start saying, hey, you got someone on your tail or something.
No, that's not how it works.
So basically what you were expecting is you were expecting us to do nothing but cover your ass without telling us where you were headed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I shouldn't have to tell you.
That's bright.
I shouldn't have to tell you if you guys are behind me. Gotta follow, man.
Wow, you know, here's what's disappointing, okay? Now, this man is a great team player in Payday. He communicates. He lets you know what's going on. He lets you know where he is. But then you take him over, and you put him in War Thunder, and he says nothing.
I'll give you an actual reason, though. I'll give you an actual legit reason, because, let's be honest, I felt a little timid just trying it for the first time, especially coming off of Warplanes. I've always heard War Thunder was going to be, like, the more realistic and holy shit, I really need to focus on everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I went into it, and just this is why I was kind of quiet most of the time. I'm going like, oh god, I need to pay attention to every fucking thing. Shut up, voice in the back of my head. I'm trying to pay attention to this.
Well, see, now the proper way of when someone's going to farm is you stay within a kilometer of each other, you pick a target. Me and Dag then go to support you attacking said target. Take a few shots, cripple his wing for you, make it a little bit easier for you to hit. You know, that kind of thing.
Right on. And anyway, looks like we've got Stephanie on the line with us today. So let's go ahead and bring her on. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. What's up?
Doing pretty good.
How you all doing? I'm calling in from New York, so it's currently 1 a.m. over here.
New York.
New York City. So, how y'all doing? I heard it was your first time, and you were nervous.
Yeah.
Wow, Steph.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad.
I know, right?
Run out of juice instantly.
You guys are talking about which game, though?
Step
it was about.
Wow.
Sorry, can you guys? Am I a little loud for you guys? Just asking.
Sounding okay for now.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
So, did you any time to dispense of any gaming this week?
Honestly, I played some Tomb Raider earlier this week. Probably, forgot what day it was. It's getting sick. You know what? I actually wanted to bring up something that I absolutely love Tomb Raider. However, there's one issue that I'm starting to realize is, what was that?
So we all know you love Tomb Raider.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you guys know my obsession with that. But, but the one thing that I've realized that I kind of have an issue with is when I get stuck on an optional tomb. So let's say you get to a certain level, you know, and then you're kind of just stuck there. And it doesn't really give you, like, some sort of indication of that you have to go back to get to the next section. So you kind of assume that you're supposed to continue from that point that there's going to be some way out or something, not that you have to revert all the way back to get to, you know, wherever you need to go. So that's incredibly frustrating because I got stuck on this one optional tomb where it was, I guess there was like a whole thing where there was electricity that was running through the water. You had to push the raft underneath this one segment and then use the pulley system to lift it and put this like electric lamp, I guess, that was like going off, that was hitting into the water, like causing shocks. So you had to lift it onto the ramp and then you could continue. Well, I did all of it, and then I must have sat there for like a good like 20 minutes like an asshole being like, where the hell do I go? You know, so that was very frustrating. I'm just saying, that's definitely not, that's probably one of the things that I kind of don't really like about it sometimes, is that if there is an optional level that's not meant to continue through the game, you're stuck, you know? And so I kind of wish they could do something like, I mean, I don't know if you guys run into those issues with some games, but I kind of wish they would give you like a heads up, like, you know, when they give you the directional, like, arrows to tell you, oh, you should continue this way. Here's a hint on where you should be going.
Like if you in the Uncharted series, if you're in the same area for more like, I forget how much time it is, the game will pan the camera and say, hey, go that way.
It'll give you the option to ask for a hint, yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair,
there's no option for a hint. It does give you, I think they call it instincts, and you can, I think it's like R2 or something like that, and you can call for instinct. But the thing is, the instinct is telling you to continue in the same damn thing that you've already done, because it just brings you right back to where the opening part of the option was or is, whatever. So that's very frustrating, and I kind of wish they would do something about that, because I get stuck sometimes, and it's just kind of foolish because I'm just wasting time. So by the time I finally got out of that point, there was a couple other things I got to do, and then I was fucking stuck in, like, now I got to kill, like, 30 guys, you know? But once you've been in, like, brain mode, now you're like, how the hell do I, you know, get past this level now that I got to kill 30 guys? I can't even do it anymore because my brain hurts, you know?
I got to explain this to Jason. See, sometimes girls have a difficulty getting from brain mode to kill mode where we're easily hardwired, where we have the other way around. It's harder for us to get to brain mode.
Are we really being sexist right now? Because I do not appreciate that.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, my God.
I could go to kill mode if I need to, but I mean, I've just wasted a good 30 minutes.
It sounds like you just
minutes.
Put her in kill mode like that. What were you doing?
Thank you. You heard that. You heard kill mode just started.
All I said was it is easier for us to go to kill mode, but it's harder for us to get into brain mode because we'll be like, shoot it. We'll see a puzzle and I'll like unload a couple clips into it.
You got to start speaking for yourself, homie.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, you might need to.
Hey, I have seen both of you.
Homie, I live in brain mode.
Okay. I've seen both of you. I'm like, what are you? Okay.
I can't admit which mode I'm in because I could go to jail.
Whoa.
That's too funny. But yeah, no, honestly, that was incredibly frustrating, though, I will admit. I mean, don't get me wrong. The game is still absolutely love it. It still has me completely intrigued. Like, I can't complain. But I will just complain that that's one thing that I've realized with all the Tomb Raider series, like, every single one of them has always had issues like that. And I kind of wish they would do something, you know, like a hint mode, like you said, or something that's not just the instinct, because the instinct always gives you the arrow to point you to get out of it, but it never does it correctly, and then you're stuck. So I kind of wish they would fix that, because there were some previous games I remember being stuck in certain levels, and I was like, fuck this, I don't even want to finish the game. You know, like, it frustrates you.
I had an issue in Fallout New Vegas. Like, the map system on the pit board is horrible.
Yeah, it kind of was tedious at times. So, all right, that's cool to know. So, Stephanie, you've been playing Tomb Raider for...
I have, yeah. And it's still sick, so...
Let's see.
And you have been doing taking apart a gun and putting it back together again, my second powers tell me.
Let's see. I've actually been watching Evo, you know, the thing I was trying to hype up last week.
Hey, I watched it, too.
Yeah, he watched it. What's your excuse?
Mr.
King of Fighters here?
No, I told you, I've fallen off of Tekken since the Rage Bar system, and I've been steadily losing interest.
All right.
And what, in Tekken, you said?
Well, yeah, Tekken, I think that whole Rage Bar thing, this is also for you, I want the opinions of any of the audience members who play Tekken, that I believe that the Rage Bar system has been steadily just sucking the life for me out of that game, because, one, I don't agree with being rewarded for being pounded on. It's like you're rewarding the loser by giving them almost, what, was it 50% or more attack power just by getting beat on. So then, oh, they come back and they do one combo and they kill you. Well, the entire match you've been getting ass kicked. It's like, no, I don't believe that you should reward someone for getting their butt kicked.
Right.
I mean, unless they're just trying to do something like not allowing the bullies to win or something. It's like some sort of like hidden agenda, you know,
well,
giving the underdog a chance.
I don't think it'd be so bad if it had a time limit. Like, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Like how X Factor works. And
like,
oh,
yeah.
Like the last 10 seconds of your life or something.
Yeah.
Like they'll give you like
but
a little extra boost.
Like then you have the option then, if you're fighting that person, to go on the defensive and go, okay, I got to stay on the defensive until this BS wears off, and then you can go back and fight. But no, it's like permanent X Factor for the remainder of the match, which I believe is retarded.
All right.
So, well, how are you going to feel now that they've just announced during EVO that there's going to be a Tekken 7?
I told you, I've been mad about Tekken ever since the raid system, so about Tekken 5-ish, it's been just downhill for me.
All right.
I've been
losing more and more interest in it. Like, it's my favorite fighting game of all time, and it's sad that this is what it's, and what one of our friends was saying, now high-level Tekken play comes down to exploits with the rage bar. Exploit rage bar. It's like, yeah, not into that.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess we can't really excuse that one, because, man, there's been some pretty cheese-tastic stuff in EVO. Wouldn't you say, Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, I think most of EVO was pretty cheese-tastic, except... strangely, for the Blaze Blue finale.
Dude, what the hell kind of a comeback is that, man?
That was incredible. The guy went from the loser's bracket to resetting to winning basically every round he had. He had to come down from, or had to come back from match point. Like, the guy, his opponent had match point against him. It was Dagra and Galileo, or Garareo, or however you want to say it.
You know more than I do at this point.
And... Galileo was basically, like, on the losing side for every single one of these matches. He would lose up to the point where Dagra had match point against him. Like, one more win, and this guy's going to lose that match or going to lose that round
or
whatever.
Are you telling me this man was whipping out a rage bar in real life?
And Galileo was ripping out a rage bar in a game where there are no rage bars.
Yeah, I went into that.
He,
like, I didn't know a thing about Blaze Blue, and Deg had to explain to me that the command list for a lot of like the inputs.
It's so ridiculously hard to play this game.
Yeah, well, like I don't think I want to play this one.
Like some of your commands are going to be something ridiculous, like forward, back, down, up, A plus C plus D.
What?
It's one of those ridiculous games where your button inputs are just fucking crazy to accomplish anything.
How are you supposed to do? You can't do a combo like that.
That's what
he's
trying to say.
And so watching these guys make it look as easy to play as Street Fighter or whatever was pretty amusing. But watching this Galileo guy come from behind on every match and winning the tournament.
He's from that one tactic, the rope-a-dope kind of like, oh, I'm not going to play serious.
He was sweating bullets,
serious.
Dude.
He goes, now I know how you fight, now I'm going to come back and win.
He was sweating bullets. Like they would,
it was easy
they
do.
Would pan the camera over to this guy after he was like put once again on a match point, and he'd just be sitting there like thinking, like head down, eyes closed, like this look of just incredible tension on his face.
Man.
Like
you could feel it from your
like you could tell this guy was like he was playing a chess game like 3 weeks into the future. It was insane. Furthermore, Blaze Blue isn't really that popular a fighting game in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
The interesting thing about this game at EVO, which happened in Las Vegas, is that it had the largest prize pool at EVO. Their prize pool was like $35,000.
Oh, wow.
For a game that popular? That's weird.
Right. Because some company, I forget the name of the company, donated like $20,000 to their prize pool. And then the developer put in another $5,000 into the prize pool, and on top of that, put in a $5,000 bonus for the top U.S. player of the game. They're also sending that U.S. player to a Japanese tournament for the game.
Ooh.
Expenses paid, so congrats, SG, for making it that far into
right?
the tournament.
Very cool.
And, like, he, the U.S. player took, I forget, like fifth or sixth place in the tournament overall. But he was the highest ranking U.S. player of the game. So kudos to him. Like,
right?
Like, good job on that one. But the finale between Dagra and Galileo was just something to behold. Like, that is what tournaments used to be.
You ever have hopes that tournaments will kind of just bring that kind of a thing back?
I really do, but I don't think they are, because you also see, you know, Smash Brothers Melee at EVO, and it doesn't belong.
Don't go there.
It doesn't belong.
I kind of agree.
How can you honestly just sit there and tell me that Smash Bros. Doesn't necessarily belong at a tournament?
Because it's boring to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't ask you to try playing it, because you'd feel otherwise.
It's boring to watch. Did you watch those?
Yes, I watched them.
It was boring to watch. How do you have a fighting game, a quote-unquote fighting game, that has no standing knockout system, that has an 8-minute time limit, that has four lives on either side? Like,
right.
There's no standing knockout system. It's all ring out. It's all ring out.
Yeah, that's the game.
There's no standing knockout system.
Right.
What, did you really want to have stamina system?
Do you really want to play, what is it, Soul Calibur, and not be able to kill someone in the ring? You have to force them out of the ring? How fucking boring is that? It's a game of zoning. It's not a game of fighting.
Wow, I've never seen it.
You're kind
of
looking at things at different mechanics and stuff like that. You can't really try and apply that same logic to...
Smash is a party game, not a fighting game.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to, I think we've all agreed on that.
It's so boring to watch.
Yeah.
If you're not really into the game, and I'm not trying to poop on any of the fans of the game or anything. If you're really into the game...
I mean, you're trying to not poop. You're trying to shit on them. But that's okay. Continue.
If you're really into the game, cool. Good for you. Enjoy playing the game. What I'm saying is it's not on the same tier as any of the other fighting games. BlazBlue, for instance, or UMVC, or Street Fighter, or Tekken, or anything else that is a 1v1 without the platform fuckery, without jumping all over the damn map, without having to force a ring out instead of getting a knockout.
I'm going to address something that he just said, the piece of the map trying to kill you. That's why they pick the maps that don't do that.
Never mind. That was a little tidbit of... Yeah, go ahead, continue, Dave.
It doesn't belong. It doesn't belong at a fighting game tournament.
I disagree.
of course you do.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
You're a fan of the game. Hey,
yeah, I'm a fan
cool.
of the game, in all honesty. I love it when we can actually kind of take the time to, you know, bring in an element of competitiveness inside of any type of a game that has a multiplayer feature. And I think Super Smash Bros. Is one of the ones, while still in its very young stage, I'm never going to deny the fact that it is still in an infant stage on its competitive level, because, my God, back in the days when Melee was the definitive Super Smash Bros. That was out and about, man, tournaments were such a fucking mess to try and be a part of.
All right, I got a question for you then.
Also, too, for the audience, it's not like I'm doing anti-Nintendo. I equally hate Sony Smash Bros. As well.
All-Stars.
I know,
PlayStation All-Stars.
A.K.A. Sony Smash Brothers. I can't stand that game either
for
the same exact reason.
There's different reasons, and I'll give you the list.
Well, let's move on from
that.
Let's
stay off that.
The question I've got for you at this point is, why was Smash Brothers Melee at EVO as opposed to the current version of the game, which is what, Brawl?
Yeah, okay, so there are actually some reasons for this, and it kind of deals with a lot of the behind the... Well, not so much behind the scenes, because Sakurai himself has stated that, you know, kind of agrees with you that he originally wanted to be a party game, which is what they wanted turning Brawl into. The thing is, though, is that it was still a very competitive type of... It was essentially just the fighter game for Nintendo. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest here. Like,
but it's not a very good fighter game, so let's be honest.
Right.
So, but that was the idea, is that Sakurai did want to try and turn it more party-friendly and stuff like that.
Well,
and
because
like
their controllers didn't suck, so maybe more fighters can be fought at it.
And introduce different elements into the game, like tripping, for example. That's the thing that really fucking sucks. I've had that happen to me a couple times when I tried playing against people one-on-one in Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yeah, so you're just running across a stream and you trip over your own shoelaces, right?
Pretty much, yeah. That's why they decided to go back to Melee a lot of the time, to eliminate a lot of the issue, a lot of the faults of Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Mm.
Which I don't necessarily agree with, because there are faults with the Melee in itself, but I'll be here all day getting into that argument.
As would we all, because Smash Brothers is a party game and not a fighting game, and thus doesn't belong at EVO.
I'm going to at least say this.
Yeah.
I want you to be honest with me and at least hold your reservation so far.
All right.
So let's see what the hell Super Smash Bros. 4 will bring us. Maybe that will be more of a fighter game. It certainly felt that way when I had my chance with it.
All right.
Okay.
So hold the reservation on saying it doesn't belong there. But speaking of...
It's
yeah,
not
like,
that it's a bad game. It just... Whatever. Sorry,
right.
Go ahead. Yeah. It's not a bad game. It is what, you know, it has its place in its place, and it's just not meant to be at EVO, and it's not meant to be in a competitive level in that sense for, you know, fighting games. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's not a bad game. I actually, you know, I can't hate on it. If anything, I feel like... for everything that freaking Smash Brothers is, it is what it is. It's almost like in its own category at that point.
I can hear her watching her words so closely right now. I can hear her processing each word before she said it.
You know, it's okay.
I know, I'm trying to be kind. I'm trying to not completely smash. I'm trying not to smash on the Smash Brothers. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. So the other thing that...
Smash on it. Just forward smash it out of the damn ring and get it the fuck out of here.
just, you know, smash those buttons until, you know, you get something out of that thing. So, that's funny.
Sorry,
continue.
Kind of happening on Sunday, because that was when the grand finals were happening.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you got a chance to watch Killer Instinct. I don't know if I want to outright say it was a mistake because it was entertaining to be with the family.
Ultra!
I was watching the World Cup.
I watched some of Killer Instinct. Meh.
Yeah.
That didn't really feel like it belonged either.
I wouldn't know. I've never actually played the recent Killer Instinct. In fact, my only exposure to Killer Instinct was back on the Super Nintendo.
Right? Fulgur!
Right.
And I still couldn't tell you who I'd want to play.
Yeah.
It was,
Gracious would be me.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, it felt like another exercise in zoning and less about fighting. And then, of course, you have your automatic combo link-up system that can only be countered by guessing the correct strength of attack at the right time.
Remember
and it's like...
Remember the older Dead or Alives where you could counter anything and just became a spam counter fest?
Yeah. Well, yeah, your counter throws to, you know, strike-heavy opponents and all that. Yeah, basically.
It was literally, let's just... Like, one time I saw these two people playing. I think it was they were playing, but their characters would stare at each other for, like, blocks of 15 seconds before someone was like, okay, let me try to... Nope, I'm a counter. And then
yeah.
They stare at each other for, you know, 10 more seconds. I was like...
Right.
Wow.
Right. They've messed up Dead or Alive. It was, you know, it used to be fun, and then it turned into counter window fuckery.
Yeah. Counter or die. What the game became.
So let's see. I guess we'll move on from that then, because I paid the most attention to the Ultimate Marvel's Capcom Grand Finals. And I was
of course you did.
And I was kind of hyped up immediately at first on Saturday when I was watching the actual the semifinals going on to see that Marin, one of the original like top people in the Ultimate Marvel scene, who's by far one of the best Zero players. Outright knocked Chris Chi the fuck out just instantly.
Chi came back. Kind of like herpes, man. That shit will always stick with
you.
Oh,
God.
That shit will fall anywhere.
Wow.
So watch it on the semifinals.
Try to combo break that one.
So I was watching completely decimating the entire thing, doing that fucking thing I told you all last week on what the fuck he does.
I actually witnessed it, and I'm like, this is the reason why I don't want to play this game.
You know what? I can't get mad at that logic. I don't blame you.
You're okay with that, but you're okay with me shitting on, or you're not okay with me shitting on Smash Brothers for similar reasons?
No, because you can actually do shit in Super Smash Bros.
I'm okay with Gouda cheese, but fuck mozzarella? Like, what are you saying, man?
He just has a special place in his heart for all that wee crap. So.
Yeah, no, like,
wow.
Like, Chris G
I'm
is
sorry,
based...
Captain. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so judgmental on you.
Chris G is exemplary of what's wrong with tournament fighting games nowadays.
Yeah.
You find a gimmick and you stick with it because it works, despite it making the game appear broken and unplayable.
Yeah. That's definitely one of the sickening things that I've been expressing ever since Chris G like started bringing this up.
And thanks Justin Wong for putting him in his place.
Yeah, seriously.
Finally, Justin Wong is back at the top of the Ultimate Marvel food chain, which I guess isn't saying much because that's sort of where he started.
Back in Marvel 2.
Yep, but he managed to find a way to adapt to Chris G's broken bullshit.
Seriously, especially with just not even adapting to the meta whatsoever. He did his own fucking thing, too.
And he did it with, Wolverine, Storm, and
Akuma.
Yeah.
Akuma you'd kind of see pretty often earlier days. And kind of Wolverine as well, but my God, you would never see Storm because Storm was definitely one of the characters that just nobody gave a shit about.
Storm wasn't even top tier.
No, not even.
So he had to invent his own style
to come up with this.
And that's, and it's beautiful.
And he did it on the fly, which was pretty impressive to see.
Wow.
It was. And
I may actually have to go back and see if I can watch that archive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I'll throw you the link and shit.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing. Especially with just how bad of an ass-whooping he gave Chris G. Get the fuck out of him.
I'm gonna wait you out, and I'm just gonna counter you once hard.
So he rope doped him.
Yes.
Oh man, so that was definitely an amazing thing to see. And hey, with some hope, we should try and get him on the show. We should totally try.
All right. Well, you got his contact info.
I'll definitely see what I can do about that.
Yeah, you should have him tell us about your. Because
I still have the greatest respect for Justin Wong. As I've stated in past episodes, my favorite match is when he won Super Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 with Dan Hibiki. You can't get mad at that.
I'm not even remotely mad at that.
You respect that dude for life.
That's impressive. That's just about as impressive as, Diago doing the Ken Perrys versus Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good lord.
What next? Someone's going to win Tekken Tournament with Roger?
Like, that's still amazing to see. Like, you can go back in time and watch which EVO was that, or which tournament was that?
That wasn't EVO. That was a completely separate tournament. I remember the year was 09.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some further research on it, because I don't remember what tournament it was, but it definitely was not EVO.
It was just an incredible string of tech parries at, a fart of life. Like, if he got hit by one of those, he would be dead.
Oh, yeah.
And he came back and won.
I was able to. That's crazy. I kind of feel like. Can we Google that stuff? I just want to check it out. You think they still have it? You said it was 09, right? I'm sorry. If you guys are gonna be talking, I have no idea which match you guys are talking about. So I kind of want to check it out. Maybe had a big old comeback.
Why don't you go ahead and check that one out real quick? What we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead.
Talking about what we were talking about.
Yeah,
As far as what we were doing this week.
Yeah, and the last thing I really want to kind of bring up is I went to the OC Fair. And,
right on.
I got a chance to meet with some pretty cool guys at the marketplace, I guess.
Okay. I don't know. I wasn't there.
The promenade.
Well, you've never been to the OC Fair in your life?
Nope.
Me neither.
Oh, wow, that's shocking.
I've never been either.
Wow.
I think I passed through it one time.
Why am I always
feeling
alone on
these
things, man?
Well, what happened was you were supposed to invite us and you didn't.
Oh,
you're in New York. How the hell am I supposed to invite you?
See,
you're right.
That's where he's going.
I'm the worst wingman ever.
I thought I was the lead. You guys are the wingman. You follow me.
Wow.
I could be the wing lady. I can be good at that. I promise.
Okay. So one of the panels. Yeah, I think I'll just call the panel or booth or something.
Okay.
That I got to check out was an oak aging barrel, thing. Which is pretty awesome because God damn it, I'm stumbling over my words.
Yes, you are.
No, you've already tripped and now you're rolling around on the ground like a roly droid.
But basically, oak aging barrels. Dad, you could cover the info on exactly what those are, just basically to help age the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever brew you're brewing, if you will, if you're making beer or wine or mead or whiskey or whatever.
Yeah.
You tend to, you need to age it for a while. It needs to mature. It needs to, you got to wait for, if you're brewing beer or mead or whatever, you got to wait for the yeast conversion process to finish.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this in a number of places. A lot of people use barrels because it adds flavor to the
flavor. Yeah, the oak, or if you're doing it in steel or whatever it might be. Actually, my roommate is a beer brewer. He would know a lot more about this. But yeah.
Wait, it does
make the difference.
This is random.
But one of the other cool things is that they were showing off, besides just the standard barrels, like a lot of them actually have like custom engraving and stuff like that. Like, you know, you got like your pyre crosses for your rums, or you got like Jack Daniels or something like that. And I was thinking to myself, we should totally try and get ourselves an official Good Game Guys barrel. Because they do custom engravements.
And I suppose what that insinuates is that he also wants us to make a Good Game Guys brew.
Oh my god, can we please make it a stout? Can we please make it a fucking stout?
Oh, well, hold on. Why would we limit ourselves? Sam Adams can make, you know,
yeah,
what, Thanksgiving pie here?
Exactly. Why would we just make one?
Exactly. We'll have beer mixed with energy drinks for, you know, when you're gaming.
Oh, no.
And we should each have a barrel, and each one of us is a good game guy or good game gal, and each one of us has a specific drink that it would be, you know, kind of signature to ourselves.
That's an idea.
Right?
And by the way, Ikari in the chat room is saying, you got to do Imperial IPA or bus.
Yeah.
That'll be Diggs.
Yeah.
All right, I'll handle the IPA.
All right. So, yeah, anybody else that's interested in doing this, check out their website, deepsouthbarrels.com.
Cool.
So, definitely worth checking out. So by all means, take the mic right now. What did you do?
What I did, aside from existing completely in pain and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that place is that cool.
Because that place leads to a lot of free time.
And bombing airplanes in the midair.
Yeah, so I did some of that. I did some of the bombing airplanes in midair. I did it once, anyway.
I still want the replay on that.
What I also did is I started playing back through Dragon Age, and my plan is to play through... My plan is to play through Origins, and then Awakening, and then 2, with all of their DLCs, before October 7th, which is when Inquisition comes out.
Oh, crap!
I got an interesting question for you.
Yeah.
Why not streaming that?
Probably not.
Huh.
I suppose I could.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, man, because I play at random-ass hours. I don't really stick to a schedule.
I'm pretty sure, like, our fans wouldn't mind just, you know, adapting to something like that. Hey, fans, if you guys want to watch Deg play Dragon Age, just let us know.
Great, so I have to start over again?
And you should be completely drunk.
Okay, so who's going to contribute to
on
that?
On the IPA that you're brewing.
Are we going to accept donations for Deg's drunk gaming stream?
We so should do that.
I mean, I might have to be an enabler.
I'm probably going to be drunk anyway.
I know. Okay, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I get a text. Nick's like, "You want to squat up and some War Thunder?" I'm like, "Okay." So I hop on Skype and he's already wasted. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna just pour me another drink." What? This is my third drink. What are you drinking? Whiskey? I'm like, "Oh my god." Are you gonna be able to hit what you aim at?
Damn right, you saw me.
Let's make this a thing. Nick's drunk streaming.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Why me? Why's it gotta be me?
Because your name, it sounds better with the acronym DDS.
Ooh, there you go.
Because apparently I'm a doctor of dental surgery.
Drunken. Dang, streaming.
Didn't you play some game, some operation game back in the day?
Go ahead.
Didn't you used to play some game? I forgot what it was. It's some operation type game. I forgot what it was. I'm sure you learned some dentistry
center?
In there.
Trauma Center.
I'm sure you learned You learned dentistry there, you know, while you were drunk.
No, what got me to a Surgeon Simulator 2014 wasted?
Ooh.
Because lol.
Isn't
fuck
that, I mean, most surgeons are drunk or on something anyway,
right?
I'm just
going to pitch it out the ambulance.
You see him making words by tying knots in the guy's intestines?
Be carving my initials into their kidneys and shit?
Well, they don't see it. Whatever they see, don't hurt them, so.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Play tic-tac-toe with a chisel on this guy's scalp. Like, why the hell not?
You're just branding them.
All of this would be impossible to do in Surgeon Simulator.
Oh, you see, he's like, rip out a kitty. You have two. You don't need this. You'll need one of these.
What's
please.
To say, though, you couldn't do with drugs?
What's going to end up happening is I'm likely just going to grab the needles and stab myself with drugs.
Oh, man. You see his heart stop, and also he grabs another needle, and he hits the ground. He stabs himself with the EpiPen, and he wakes back up. No, Dick. That's why friends don't let friends.
No, the adrenaline. The adrenaline. That's what it is.
Yep.
Wait, did you just say friends don't let friends doctor drunk?
Yes.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, my bad. Friends don't let friends practice drunk medicine. There you go.
Should I call
them? Yeah, no drunk. Don't
like
practice
doctor
drunk
medicine.
Drunk. Doctor drunk.
We got doctor captain. We got doctor drunk and.
What is there?
Doctor Chaos.
Doctor Chaos.
There's like
is that anything
gosh,
like Professor
yeah.
Chaos, Mr. Butters?
He's my brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, my cousin, I mean.
So this just went stupid.
Nothing wrong with that.
Seriously.
So, actually, you know, since we're talking about streaming real quick, last week, apparently something rather interesting happened, if Kotaku would stop breathing on me. Did you guys hear about the cop raid that happened live on a Twitch streamer?
Yeah, totally. I did hear about that.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I know. I wonder how many views that got.
It's apparently very well talked about. Like, apparently it wound up happening. Jordan Gilbert of Nothing TV was apparently doing a live stream of Counter-Strike Global Offense. And I guess this is the latest prank that's going on where people will swatting, I believe is what you refer to it, Dave?
Yeah.
where people will just kind of, like, start calling people up, calling the cops and saying, like, you know, oh, this guy's got a bomb threat or something while they're streaming or some weird shit.
Right, like, there's a hostage situation at this address, blurdy blur.
Yeah. So what wound up happening was, like, this guy, like, disappears from his computer for a while, right?
A couple of minutes. Like, he was hearing sirens and he decided to go outside and see what was going on. Next thing you're seeing is the freaking police in his bedroom, like, on his video.
On his video, like, armed to the teeth. Like,
some prank call?
They're looking under his bed for, like, a bomb or, I don't know, some, like, stolen child or who knows what they were looking
what?
For. Like,
yeah. It,
like,
wow.
This guy got swatted.
Like a fly.
Basically.
So, apparently, like, some things at the end was... I guess after it all, like, they discovered that there wasn't a threat or anything. Like, they had to let him go at that point.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
They found nothing incriminating because he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Maybe he was cheating. I don't know.
Well, thanks to the, oh, and thanks to the cops, the terrorists ended up winning that match.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Way to go, SWAT.
Yeah, thanks, cops. I thought you were here to protect us from the terrorists.
So apparently nothing's, you know, nothing's local police force are in favor of the terrorists.
I guess so. But yeah, after all that, you know, Gilbert himself, like, you know, stated, like, that everything's all good and, you know, he's got a better understanding with the police station now.
I'm sure he does. I wonder how many times this has happened.
Wait, I bet he's sitting there, like, all geeking out as, like, the cops are going, look, it's an MP5A4. Oh, look, it's an M4.
I know how to take one of those apart.
Officer Badass, is that a Spaz 12? Just over there geeking
out. Oh, my God.
I love how the people that were, like, playing the game with them are like, what the fuck, nothing? Like he didn't do anything
on
in the background.
Yeah, like, seriously, like, I was listening to the replay, and they're going, like, God damn it, what the fuck is he doing? Just talking so much shit on him.
Right.
As the cops are fucking...
cops are, like, raiding his room. Like,
I mean, they probably went, oh.
Right. They probably saw that on YouTube, and they're like, man, I'm a dick.
Oh, my God. I hope they don't... whoever, like, screwed with them, though, I hope they don't keep doing it, though, because they could really, really screw with them if they really want to.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of thing is a false police report that carries a fine of, like, $1,000 per.
Yeah, especially since it costs so much money to mobilize them, and, of course, they're being held up from, you know, real events that they should be at.
From, yeah.
Right.
Can they track that back, though? I mean, if you have a few different pranksters?
They need something to do. The cops.
Right.
Oh, like the cops and Lisa Viejo.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Like, I was going to the store, I look over, this guy got pulled over for something, and they're running his license, and I see three more cop cars come up. And he just posts up and starts, like, just hanging out. I'm like, four cop cars for a standard park or traffic violation? Wow.
No, see, the cops are getting ready for that epic level raid.
No. I'm more or less betting that, you know, since the guy got pulled over by Starbucks, they decided to pick up some donuts and just chill.
Wow.
Oh, wow, we got a chat room talking about how he got pulled over in L.A. for walking.
Oh, I got that, too. You know how many WWBs I've gotten?
WWB?
Walking While Black.
Walking While Black.
I've gotten so many WWB. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, at least they're not DWBs. Like, you're not going to jail for a WWB, right?
True.
Wait, what?
That's fucked up.
I think I like 10, somewhere around 10 or 11. I'm like, okay, this is getting ridiculous.
That is some fucking shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm walking with groceries and pulled over. I'm walking. Oh,
I mean, naturally, you must have not paid for them.
Right, I received my grocery bag, and I'm just walking down the street. And then this one time I'm walking, and then I call, they get me, they sit me down, they go, they're like, have a seat. I'm like, what the heck is up with this? They go, oh, we got a report of a suspicious Hispanic dude wandering around. I'm like, really?
Hispanic dude?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they said that to me. I'm like, are you kidding?
Well, you look very Latino.
What?
What?
No.
No, you don't.
I know.
I was joking. I was definitely joking, guys. You look about as Latino as I look.
I know.
But, you know, Stephanie, speaking of Latino, that's a segue, by the way.
Oh,
go
uh-oh.
For it. Segue it. Let's hear it.
So who here actually knows about Manuel
Noriega?
Noriega.
Apparently we do, because we understand how to say his name.
Yeah, and anyone who's played war games over the past 20 years.
Right?
So,
like, I don't know, Call of Duty, for instance.
So, yeah, apparently, former dictator, I can safely call him that, right?
Ex-dictator.
I don't know, he might try to sue you.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Former oppressor who rules by himself with a fist made of iron.
The former Panama tyrant. Okay, fuck it. I didn't say
that. Panamanian Stalin.
The tyrant formerly known as Noriega.
No, wait. So is he really going to Call of Duty and he's suing them because they used him?
Let me go ahead
in the game.
Is he suing Activision over his portrayal in Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
Why, yeah. Was he not evil enough? Was he not freaking tyrant enough? Like, what the hell is that shit?
Can we sue him over his portrayal of a dictator?
Right?
Oh, man.
Can that be turned around?
Counter-sue him in behalf of his people.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, here's basically, like, some of what's being said is that they are blatantly... What is it so far? He's suing Activision for blatant misuse, unlawful exploration, and misappropriation for economic. Wait a second. Oh no! I'm sorry. I'm fucking up here.
Jesus, you're bad.
Whoa. You're bad.
Oh, here we are. So the suit right now is basically, like, the reason he's suing them is for his portrayal as a kidnapper, a murderer, and an enemy of the state.
Which is exactly
what dictators and tyrants typically do to their people, except he's going to say that he was doing it in some sort of, you know.
Like Castro. So
I guess
Castro.
I bet what he's going to try to say is that they depicted me doing these things fictionally.
Oh,
they
so
didn't
he was...
give the actual history of this guy's crimes. They just made shit up.
That paralleled or mirrored
right.
The actual crime.
I suppose so.
It's like, what? How? What?
Oh, my God. Our justice system is so fucked up that he's probably going to win.
No, he's not.
I want to have faith that this will be laughed
There's,
at.
There, it will be, should be laughed at. Like, really?
I hope we're going to Jack Thompson the shit out of it, but I doubt it.
So can he really, I mean, is there anything that he could even really do with that unless he's in the States? I mean, can he try to seriously cause a lawsuit? I mean, unless, of course, they're selling the game, you know, in Panama or something, then I guess maybe he could do it for...
Steph, you want to know, like, the slightly fucked up part is, like, I've been trying to look up information on him just to figure out if he's still in prison. I'm pretty sure he's still in prison right now in Panama.
Wait, what? How the hell can he even do that, then? He's trying to get his bail. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to sue Call of Duty to get his bail.
Well, to be fair, Activision could probably afford it.
Okay, I'm being told by the chat room he is still in prison.
Wow.
He's still in prison right now. Wow.
That makes it even better.
That makes it even more hilarious.
How did he even
that
get
is really funny.
I wanna know.
Seriously.
I want to know
that
what person
really
hated
funny.
Duty so bad that they gave him the scoop.
A mom.
How
but
did
you know,
he even know about it?
Sort of like conspiracy theory / ploy about this, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Isn't he, like, super old, too? Isn't he, like,
old,
I don't know,
like
in his 70s or 80s?
I think this is probably one of the older pictures, but even then, like, oh, my God. Like, somebody took a stick and started beating him as a kid or something.
The whole ugly tree thing, hitting every branch
actually,
on the way
actually
down.
Funny enough, okay, I'm being told he's 80 years old right now.
Wow.
But, like, in the game itself, like, the characters, like, you play with or your squad mates will, like, refer to him as a piece of shit, an asshole, and my personal favorite, Old Pineapple Face himself.
Oh, terrible.
I'm gonna scoot back some of my
Is he related? Never mind.
Don't even...
Look at this picture real quick. Like, can you guys honestly...
Is that actually him, or is that an actor playing
him
in the game?
No, that's him. Here's him in game.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's still him.
Wow.
His face is pretty... Yeah, it's pretty close in the game in comparison to who he is, so...
Wow.
They definitely animated pretty well.
That's pretty goofy.
That is pretty goofy. Speaking of goofy... I'll just
segue
the shit out of anything.
Mecha Hitler!
Whoa.
So,
what? God damn it.
What?
Why'd you have to make me burn my card like that, man?
TKO ruins everything.
I'm sorry. I had to play it. I had to. Mecha Hitler wins.
All right.
Wait, I do have the holo.
Oh.
No, I shouldn't say that.
That one.
But anyway, so, you're probably wondering why the hell are we talking about Mecha Hitler or anything like that. So,
we've
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
No secret. We fucking play it and love the hell out of it. That's what we did actually in our hotel room the first night we were waiting on E3.
Yep.
Silly ass game.
Especially
very much
when
so.
You're drunk.
So,
you don't play Cards Against Humanity sober.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, wrong.
Right?
Cards Against Humanity has got to be the best damn game ever.
It
I played
is.
That for my friend's birthday last week. Holy crap. Oh my God.
So,
I'm just saying. Continue. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about all of the really messed up things that we came up with. I can't even talk about right now. So, continue.
Stephanie, me, Captain, Dank, and he brought himself a bar in his suitcase and Cards Against Humanity. Need I say more?
I didn't have a full bar in my suitcase. I only had a few bottles.
A few large bottles, though, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Bottles, yeah.
Bottles, you know, we're
not. So the reason why I want to bring up Cards Against Humanity right now is that apparently there's been a recent issue going on with the co-creator, Max Temkin?
Yep.
Temkin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some terrible names.
Mm-hmm. Apparently there's a issue going on where he's being... I want to be careful because I don't know the full story exactly just yet of whether or not he's truly being falsely accused of rape. But that's basically the situation that's happened.
All that we really know is that he has been accused, and instead of responding to it in a purely defensive manner, what he decided to do was go ahead and just talk about rape culture and feminism as opposed to his own personal case.
Yeah. So
weird.
What are you doing?
Wait, I'm sorry. What is he doing? He's completely. He's
so,
saying that it's just a feminist movement, and that what?
Okay. Well,
no.
Not exactly. So here's kind of how it starts off with like his initial tweet. Like somebody like retweeted him about how this person says that he's a friend of a friend, or he knows a friend of a friend that was raped by, you know.
Allegedly
raped by Max. So apparently Max did some further investigating and found out that and found the girl's Facebook that's accusing him and just outright doing her best to boycott the hell out of Cards Against Humanity. What it is that she's saying that this happened back when they were in college. Now, what Max himself is saying is that they've never really had any sort of sex whatsoever. They've been kind of seeing each other, and here's from his official tweet. After a few nights, I broke things off in a cowardly way that a 19-year-old guys do, and I stopped returning her calls and texts. And, you know, he goes on to say, like, he can imagine why she's hurt and stuff like that. This is just what's going on.
Yeah, but that was back in college. So why would she be coming back at something now?
Right,
because
exactly.
He has a lot of money.
For frame of reference.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with this
10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Frame of reference, as Dag said, college was 10 years ago.
And according to Temkin's, his own Twitter, his own responses to these accusations, is that they never even had intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is accusing this guy of rape on her Facebook, trying to get people to boycott this game that he's making.
This isn't happening.
Over what exactly? I don't want to say this is a false accusation because there have been no charges pressed, there's no trial in process or anything like that. The curiosity to me is, why now?
Because he has money.
Don't you think that, you know, if this was something festering over 10 years ago, is there even a statute of limitations on something like that?
I think there is, unfortunately.
Any of our listeners that are legal advisors, call in and share with us how this crap works.
I mean, is she just going to try and file a civil suit off of a potentially false rape accusation, thinking that she's going to get away with that?
Well, I think what it is, it's just come down to he said, she said kind of situation. But the thing is,
sure. She
can still do this, and it's going to be bad publicity for him no matter what. So even if she doesn't win any sort of case whatsoever, it's just the fact that that is attached to his name now. And then every time that you play that game and you see things that are like that, you're going to be prone to thinking, oh, that could have happened, because that's the type of mentality that this man has in order to create a game like this. You know, so no matter what, I am not saying it did or did not happen. And personally, I don't really like the way that he's coming back at it, saying that it's just, a rape culture and all of this other kind of shit. I'm sorry, but that definitely pisses me off. It's okay for it to come 10 years later? No, not necessarily, but, either way.
What Temkin was saying is that as a feminist himself, he was going on to explain that, instead of just defending himself, the bottom line is, maybe in some way, even though we never actually had sex, maybe I am guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Yeah. By the way.
He's just rolling over.
By the way.
Yeah.
In the chat room, guys, Akari actually did bring up the statute of limitations. So the statute of limitations for rape specifically is 10 years.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Wait, 10 years. Is the expiration date? Are you kidding me?
So let's see. I don't know if you guys speak legal, because let's be honest, it's its own separate language at this point.
Okay.
Let's see. Immediately after that, CPC SS-799-800-801-803.
Okay, so he's referencing the penal codes.
Wow.
Thank you for that information, Ikari. By the way, folks, pretty much give out the phone number at that point.
You did that again.
Huh? No. I get.
So the number so far right now.
What is that?
To call in is 914-338-1303. And by all means, kind of share your opinions on what you think about this particular story, or hell, even Manuel, or
back to Noriega.
anything that we've touched on, by all means, feel free to call in and share your opinions on what your opinion is. So I'm going to go ahead and move on from...
Thanks, Matt, for the real
part.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yeah?
Hey, something going on in the background?
I hear mumbling.
Hold on. Sorry, let me mute that real quick, guys. No, continue talking.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So we'll go ahead and move on then. Let's get out of this drama for a while.
Yeah.
That's basically what's going on as far as drama is concerned. Let's talk about some good shit.
Oh.
So,
So
I just read the topic. I'm like, okay.
So to previous players of Sniper Elite.
That game is amazing.
So have you had the chance to play the exclusive DLC that came out for pre-ordering with it?
Well, I'm actually having difficulty getting through, I think, part two.
Uh-huh.
Because I get to the part of the game where I have my Springfield sniper rifle, my trusty Springfield, and I got so good that I can, like, pick an eyeball and hit someone from, like, you know, 2-3 yards out. I get to a certain part of the game, and they make me start using Nagant.
Ah.
And its scope is totally different. I hate the way that rifle feels, and I'm like, how do I switch back to my Springfield? I haven't been able to figure out how, so I've kind of stopped playing that game due to that.
So
I hate that rifle.
Well, I think you might be a little excited about this then, since it's not going to be in part two. Because part three, I understand, actually kind of fixes a lot of the issues and actually brings in more of an opportunity for, like, stealth this
afternoon. Should I keep my freaking Springfield?
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
God.
Is yet the operative term on that one?
I haven't. You should play it.
You fully plan to play three?
Someday.
I have to finish two once I do.
Because quite frankly, I'm a little interested in doing this myself. So, the Hitler assassination mission.
Lol.
Is coming back.
Oh, you play as Darth Vader and you battle him in a rally.
For Sniper Elite 3.
Isn't that what made the game famous?
Okay. Wait, which game are we talking about? Sniper what?
Sniper Elite 3. So, what...
Sniper League, yeah.
It helped make Sniper Elite
more...
You
fire punchlines at Adolf Hitler as Darth Vader.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, did you say you could get rid of Darth Vader? What?
No, I said you fire punchlines at Hitler as Darth Vader.
His
no way.
Epic rap battles of history.
Yeah, don't mind him. He is
being off topic again.
I think he was very off topic. He just geeked out.
I'm
far
sorry,
behind or past what I can think of right now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, for Sniper Elite 3, they are going to be bringing back the Hitler assassination mission.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to do that if they ever make a Sniper Elite 4. Like, is this going to be the reoccurring thing where we get to keep assassinating Hitler and all these different...
I things? Hope so.
I know what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to hit him so that the bullet goes, like, out the front and, like, blows his Hitler mustache off.
How many times are you going to try and snipe Hitler's testicles?
Oh, God.
Because that's what Sniper Elite was always about.
I mean, does that ever really get old, though?
No, it never gets
it's
old.
Like, from what distance can you do it from? And from what angle? And is it, was the wind blowing a certain way and I still was able to blast them?
Oh, God. Stephanie's so into that she has already calculated for windage.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. So this just went from the chat room, actually, since I brought up Sniper Elite. So we'll take this with a grain of salt for now, until we can further investigate what's going on. But apparently, the Sniper Elite studio Rebellion Developments filed a lawsuit against Ironclad Games over sins of the Solar Empire Rebellion because Rebellion is in the name.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
How are people trying to copyright verbs?
Welcome to our system.
Like, that whole saga, like, a saga is a series of things. How can you say I own the copyright for the word that means a series of things?
I wonder if we're going to get a new amendment to the Constitution that basically says you have the right to file a copyright claim.
Right? That's like someone trying to copyright the word America.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
I'm like, what? How are they copyrighting verbs?
Nouns,
you
mean?
Or nouns, yes.
You know what, I'm going to sue you for copyright right now for saying the word verb.
Right?
I'll see your ass in court.
It's like, okay, if it's like there's a rebellion going on. Thus, it's in the name of the game. There's a rebellion. You don't own the title, the word rebellion. It's a thing that people do when they're upset.
See, this is what happens when Candy Crush Saga wins.
Oh, my God.
Forget that crap.
Thanks, people. You fucking idiots.
Damn it.
I won't even accept it. I'm so sick and tired of people sending me requests for that stupid game. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I will never touch that game ever.
So let's.
I won't even touch it either.
Because I want to stop being depressed.
I want to stop, like, getting us material here that could lead to us being sued for whatever reason.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's stop talking about rape and about dictators, you know, and
let's move on. About
prank calls. Where has our show gone today?
Let's move on. Like, that was pretty much it.
So with that said, another thing that...
With what said, take a look at the time.
I'm probably going to have to get going soon, too. I'm on the New York time over here.
Let's do ourselves quick bullet punches on some of the things that we need to get through real quick. So, apparently, lead designer Gary Knapper says that you can actually beat Alien Isolation without killing anyone.
I thought he was going to say anything. I was like, what?
Anyone or anything.
No, it just says anyone.
Because I'm pretty sure they make you kill one of those androids in a cutscene. Like, in a, not a, a quick time event.
I would count that as anyone, because aren't androids people as well?
No.
Are we having an androids right conversation right now?
No, we're not.
We'll have that
Brent Spiner and Jean-Luc Picard knocking on the door.
We'll have that conversation later.
Patrick Stewart and Brent Spiner.
Isaac Asimov taking a whole big dump on the Will Smith movie.
Payday 2 game director David Goldfarb departs from Overkill to form his own indie studio.
Good luck to him.
Don't Starve Together trailer shows haunting multiplayer.
Okay.
Thanks, PC Gamer, for the headline.
Right.
But yeah, basically the multiplayer version of Don't Starve is being worked on and being playtested. So hopefully that'll happen sometime soon. Grand Theft Auto 5 has a PC release date on November 14th. Woohoo!
Yay. If you haven't already played GTA 5, what's wrong with you?
In all seriousness. And let's see, the other thing that's going on right now is that Borderlands is currently doing a thing with their shift codes to where you can get skins and hats for the current characters of Borderlands 2. Let me reword this a little bit. You can get skins and hats of the characters from the pre-sequel for your Borderlands 2 characters. The first character that will be getting his shift code will be Axton on July 18th. So be sure to keep that mind open for any fans of Borderlands out there. It looks like they'll be releasing them every Friday. So like I said, Axton is the first one. Check out GearboxSoftware.com. And I think that pretty much covers a lot of the news. So with that said, we got to start wrapping things up because we got two of our hosts that need to get out of here. And, so by all means, folks, you can follow us on our Facebook and our Twitter. Hopefully we'll get Deg's drunk streaming going on very soon.
I don't know. I might just be too drunk to set it up.
And I'll see you guys over the skies.
Alrighty. And like I said, so keep in touch with us on our Facebook and our Twitter. Also with our Steam group chat, which are Good Game Guys. Good Game Guys Show. I am just feeling on the spotlight as Deg is just staring at me right now, so intently.
I think he's telling how many fails.
Anyway, so with that said, folks, you know how to follow us.
Good game, guys.
Good game.
Laters.
Good game, guys.
Adorable.